A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Then John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, Christmas is the most singingest season of the year. Can you believe it? People play Christmas music nonstop. They join choirs, they go out caroling in public. And in church, people who pretended they couldn't sing all year long and wouldn't even open a hymnal on Sunday, finally join the congregation in belting out Christmas hymns that we have memorized since childhood. This is the most musical and singingest time of the year around the world. For any occasion, the whole planet is singing right now. You can almost hear it. And I think it's appropriately so. We just heard from the Gospel of Luke Zechariah's words, known as the Benedictus, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel." Actually, Luke wrote this as a hymn. It's like Luke, you know, starting his gospel off with three songs in just the first two chapters. First, we get Mary singing to her cousin Elizabeth the Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Then we just heard, later we get Zechariah's song, the Benedictus, and he's singing about having a son, John, who will be a prophet, the baptizer, the forerunner of the Messiah to come. Third, we get a song by Simeon the priest at the temple, whose song is known as the Nunc Dimittis, "Now you can dismiss your servant," and he's holding the child, the Christ child, in his arms in the temple. All these songs are filled with verses that are taken from Psalms themselves and from the prophets. In fact, you know, Psalms are already songs. So are we on a musical roll this season or what? Is it just me? It seems Luke's gospel starts off like a musical. I recently heard a kind of unique distinction about Christmas music. It kind of went something like this. You know, there are carols, there are also hymns, and there are songs. And each one's kind of categorized differently, depending on where you might place them. But it said that Christmas carols are the type done by choirs or with a chorus refrain. They could be religious, like "Joy to the World," you know, or secular, like "Here We Come A-Wassailing." These are great for parties, you know, a group caroling outside in the street. And then we get Christmas hymns, which are considered strictly sacred, and the favorites in a church for a service. Sometimes even best for a soloist, you can imagine. One, of course, would be "Adeste Fidelis," the O Come All Ye Faithful that we all love to sing together. Or O Holy Night, definitely for those few brave soloists. The next category is known as Christmas songs. They're not carols, they're not hymns, they're just songs. They might be popular, secular songs that might not even mention the incarnation explicitly, but they're still filled with the kind of Christmas spirit of joy, peace in the world, that sort of thing. Like, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, that sort of feel, popular secular song. Or Elvis's, it's gonna be a blue Christmas without you. Well, you got the idea. Just like Zechariah, I hope that you join in the Christmas spirit and sing out from your own heart that the Messiah is come. And even if you think you can't sing, you know, there's a song in you. We all know that. Everyone has a song in their heart. If you had to write your own joyful lyrics this season right now, what would you sing about? What would you say? What is your hope, the joy of your spirit of being a Christian, that Christ has come into your own life? What's worth singing about for you? Now, personally, I was imagining something about, for my own song, everyone, everywhere, joining together in building a more just world. And that Christ's peace is breaking out everywhere, cannot be stopped. Well, I would love to sing about that. So what would be your own Christmas song this year?